Okay, today's daf is Yevamos daf Ayin Vav. We are holding on the bottom or close to the bottom of daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis. We are at the two dots, about five lines before the lines get wide on daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis. The Gemara is going to talk about a number of physical deformities that might render a person to a daka kros shafcha, and whether holes in different parts of the Eivor HaZachros will passel the person. We're going to talk about Nashim Salalos, also right before the Mishnah, about women who have an inappropriate relationship with each other. Then the Mishnah is going to talk about whether a Petsua Daka Kohen, well, the Mishnah is going to talk about if the Petsua Daka is Mutter Begioris and Meshuchreres, and the Gemara is going to talk about whether a Petsua Daka Kohen is Mutter Begioris and Meshuchreres. Does his Kahuna still matter if he's also a Petsua Daka? And then on Amud Beis, the Mishnah is going to talk about an Amoni, Moavi, Mitzri, Adomi, the difference between Amoni and Mavi on the one hand versus Mitzri Adomi on the other hand, and specifically as it relates to female members of Amun and Moav and whether they are allowed to marry into the Jewish people. And this obviously leads us into a discussion of the history of David HaMelech, because David HaMelech came from Rus HaMoavia. So that's all the way at the end of the daf. We'll see if we get there. So let us begin at the two dots, about five lines before the lines get wide, on daf Ayin Hem Beis. Vim Nishtayer Me'atarah. So the Mishnah had said that if the top part of the Aver above the Atara gets cut, as long as you have kichuta sa'ara around the entire circumference, the part that's further away from the body, as long as you have a chuta sa'ara around the entire circumference, then that's okay. Yosef Ravina v'kami ba'ile m'lo chutcha amra al p'nei kula or al p'nei ruba. When we say you only need a chuta sa'ara wide, it only needs to be a little bit, does that mean, but it's got to go around the circumference, does that mean the entire circumference or around the majority of the circumference? Amra le rava tosva le ravina m'lo chut al p'nei ruba uklape resha, that it only needs to be around the majority of the circumference, but it's got to be the part that's closest to the atara. If it's, let's say, cut mostly, or it's cut mostly right near the atara, and then the part that's further away from the body has a piece that's that goes around the majority of the circumference, that's no good. It has to be that it's around the majority of the circumference, right at the spot above the atara, amra, or below the atara. Below would be further away from the body. We have to use the lashon. The Gemara is going to use above would mean closer to the body. Below would mean further away from the body. Even though when we talk about let's say things growing on a tree, let's say when we talk about the bottom of the esrog, the bottom is the part that's closer to the tree, and the top is the part that's further away from the tree. So that's why it's a little confusing when you're used to the lashonos of Chazal. Over here, it's different. When they say lemata, it means further away from the body. Lemala means closer to the body. Amrafuna kikulmos keshera kemarzav psula. If the aver is cut in such a way that it narrows toward the tip, so that it's like a it's like a kulmos, it's like a quill, so that's going to be kosher. But kemarziv, if it has marziv is a gutter, that it has like a drain pipe, that it has a it's notched out in along the length of it, then it's going to be pasul. So hai shalit ba'avir, and the reason is that when it's kemarziv, when it's notched out like a drain pipe, so the air stops the potency, the air is able to get on the inside and stop the potency to create zera. But if it's just narrowed down, kikulmus, then the air is not going to get on the inside of it. It's just that it becomes narrow toward the end, and therefore it's still going to be kosher. Rav Chista amar kimarziv ksher kikulmus psula. Rav Chista said it's just the opposite. High garid, the high low garid, and the reason is that a marzev is will be able to draw out the shechva zera because the outside width of the gid is still as wide as it was. It's just notched out an area in the middle of it. So since it's still as wide as it was when it's in the body of a woman, it will be able to draw out shechva zera. Whereas if it's very narrow at the edge, it's not going to have any sensation when it's in the body of a woman. And therefore, it's not going to be able to draw out Shechva Zera. Amar Rav Kavasi, Rav Huna Mestavra, that Rav Huna is the more logical of the two opinions. Rav Huna is the one that said that when it's narrowed like a kulmus, that's kosher. When it's kemarziv, it's pasul. Because Hailo Shalat Ba'avir, Vai Shalat Ba'avir, it all depends whether the air is able to get to it, whether the surrounding environment is able to get to the inside. And Imishum Gridusa, and if you're worried about whether it's going to be able to draw out any of the Shechva Zera, Midadava Barzu Dechavisa. The fact that the part closer to the body still is at its full width, that should be enough in order to draw out the Shechva Zera, even though the part further away from the body is not as wide. Just like a Barza de Chavisa, something that they would plug a barrel with, even though the edge of it is very narrow, but toward the base it's much wider, so it's an effective plug. Same is true by the Aver. Amle Ravina Maremar, Hachiam Razuch Mishmed Rav Papa, Hilchasa, Ben Kikulmus, Ben Kimarziv Ksheira. In either of these cases of the deformity or the cutting of the Aver, it's going to be kosher. Miumi Bayule, Lamatame Atara Lamala. The only part we were not sure is where is it cut? Is it cut Lamatame Atara or Lamala Meatara? So says Gemara, why is that a Shaila? Pshita de Lamala Meatara, Disalkadaitak Lamatame Atara, Afil Nichrusa Ginami. It's got to be that we're talking about the part that's lamala me'atara, that's closer to the body. Because if we're talking about the part that's lamata me'atara, that's further away from the body, we said in the Mishnah the whole thing could be cut off except for a chuta sa'ara, and it would be okay. So certainly, if it just narrows when it's lamata me'atara, or if it's notched out lamata me'atara, that's for sure going to be kosher. So what do you mean we are not sure whether we're talking about lamala me'atara or lamata me'atara over here? So says the Gemara, for Ravina the Shabusha the Maremar Udabai. Ravina was just trying to confuse Maremar, he's trying to test him, see if he's paying attention. But Eino Chinami, of course, if it's further away from the body, then it's going to be 100% kosher. It's only if it's Lamala Me'atara, closer to the body, that we have this whole discussion. Hahu of the Dava B'Masa Mechasya, there was a story of a guy that had this deformity where it was notched out like a drain pipe in Masa Mechasya, Shafya Mar Baravashi Kikulmus. So Mar Baravashi had this fellow go through surgery where it was shaved down, where it was trimmed down to the point where it instead became like a kulmus, meaning they cut out the whole area around the notch so that it became like a kulmus where it narrowed at the edge. And then he said, okay, now he's kasher lava bakal, because now he's now he doesn't have a deformity that would passel him. There was a meisa that happened in Pumbedisa where istatim guvso de shichva zera va'apik b'makom ketanim, where the tube where the semen would come out was closed, and instead it came out through where the urine comes out. The Chaznish writes that this is an example of nishtana ativim, because nowadays that's normal, that the place where the shichva zera comes out is the place where the urine comes out. The body produces a fluid that cleans out the area in between urine and shechva zera, so the shechva zera will not be affected by urine, but it all comes out from the same place. So the Chaznish says this is an example of nishtan ativim, that it used to be apparently that there were two different holes that the shechva zera and that the urine would come out of, and if there was a hole in between the two openings, that could be a major issue. So that's what happened to this fellow that we're describing in Pumbedisa, where the semen tube was clogged, and therefore it came out through the place where urine normally comes out. Savar of Bibi Barabai Lachshuri, of Bibi Barabai said we should say that this is kosher. Amra Papi Mishum Da Asumi Mulay Amrisa Mili Mulyasa. He says because you come from a family that's been cut off, meaning you're from the family of Eli HaKohen, which the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches says that there's a curse on the family of Eli HaKohen that no one is going to live beyond the age of 20. Except for Abayi and Rava, who came from Beis Eli, were able to live beyond the age of 20 because the Pesukim say that anyone from the Beis Eli is not going to live beyond the age of 20, and you can bring all the karbonos in the world and it's not going to help. It's not going to help you live longer. So the Gemara says, you see that in that klala, you see the way around it also. Because it says all the karbonos in the world aren't going to help, but the implication is that there's something else that's going to help. So what's going to help? Torah and Chesed. So Abayi and Rava lived till the age of 60 and 40 respectively because of the Torah and Chesed that they did. The one who engaged only in Torah lived to the age of 40, and the one that engaged in Torah and Gemilas Chesed lived to the age of 60. So he says, since you come from this family of Bnei Eli, a cut off family, you're saying Mili Mulyusa, you're saying things that are cut off, you're saying ideas that we have to reject. And meaning you're suggesting that when the place of Shechva Zera Zara is clogged and it comes out through the place of the Meir Aglayim, that it should be kosher? Why do you want to say it's kosher? Because at the end of the day, Shechva Zara is coming out. No, Shechva Zara is only going to be potent when it comes out of its normal place. If it's coming out of a place that's not its normal place, it's not going to be potent, and therefore it's not kosher. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Nika v'nistam. What if there was a hole, but the hole was closed up? So kol she'ilu nikri v'nikra, puzzle. If the hole is closed up in a way where when the person becomes a balkari, where when the person becomes aroused, the closure of the hole will rip open again, then it's puzzle. It's not called that the hole is closed. The ilav kosher, but if even when the person becomes a balkari, the hole will not rip, then it's kosher. Havi bar Rava hecha. So Rava says, where is this talking about? Ile melamata me'atara. If we're talking about lamata me'atara, again, further away from the body, all the way at the edge, afilu nichras nami, then what do you mean? The hole is closed, not closed, it's going to be kosher. Even if it's cut off entirely, except for a chulas ha'ara, it's going to be kosher in that spot. El batara atzma, must be that we're talking about on the atara itself. Why can't we be talking about lamala me'atara? So Rashi points out, and we can't be talking about lamala me'atara either, because then it will definitely not tear open, because the zera is not doche in that spot of the body, so it's definitely not going to tear open. So it's got to be that when this test of whether the closure of the hole will open up is done only when the hole was on the atara atzma, on the atara itself. Itmar nami amar Rav Mari bar Mar amar Marukva amar Shmuel nikev batara atzma v'nistam, that it was said more explicitly that if the hole is made on the atara itself and then it's closed up, kol she'ilu nikri v'nikra, pasul. If when a person becomes a balkari, it tears open, he's going to be pasul. The ilav kasher, but if it's not going to tear open when he becomes a balkari, then he's kasher. Shalach le Rava bereid de Rabba le Rav Yosef, ilam denu Rabbeinu heche avdinan. He said, when we have to do a test, and we have to see if this person is kasher lava bakal, so we need to get the person to become a balkari. So how do we do it? What should we do to arouse the person, to make the person become a balkari? Amaleim, I see na nama chamit. This is an important maramakam that we're allowed to do such a test at all, that we're trying to make the person become a balkari. Normally there's nisr of hotza zera levatala. We're not doing anything with the zera, it's just for medical testing. So that's a major issue that does come up sometimes when we need to test things. So amle meisina nahama chamima desari umenichinin le abe pukti umakri v'chazinin le abe pukri umakri v'chazinin le. So what we do is we take hot barley bread and we put it by the anal opening, and the heat that rises from that should arouse him, and then we'll be able to see. So Amar Abai, Atukuliyam Yaakov Vinuhu, Havai Dichsiv Bekochi Vreshis Oni Shalora Keri Miyamav. Is the whole world Yaakov Avinu, that's what it's going to take? You're going to need to manually, that's essentially what you're doing, is manually arousing him. There's no other way for him to become aroused. Yaakov Avinu, we know that he says about Reuven, Kochi Vreshis Oni, which means he never became a Balkari in his entire life, and the first time he ever had Shechva Sera come out of his body was when he impregnated Leah with Reuven. But that's a very unusual thing. Tosos points out that what the Gemara is saying over here is that Leah became pregnant from the Bia Rishona, from the first Bia that she had with Yaakov Avinu. The Gemara normally assumes, because if it was the second Bia, then it wouldn't have been his first Shechva Zera. So the Gemara normally assumes, though, that it's impossible to become pregnant from the Bia Rishona, that the first Bia is also Sakli. That's where you break the Besulim and will make her, make her ready for having children with future Bios, with becoming pregnant with future Bios. Even though, ironically, the Bia Rishon is called the Bias Mitzvah, but it's the only one that the Gemara assumes that cannot impregnate her. So Tosfos says, yeah, you have to say Leia was Miacha Be'etzba'ah, that she manually removed her Besulim so that she could become pregnant with the Bia Rishona, and therefore the Bia Rishona was able to impregnate her. Now it's also interesting, the Gemara is assuming that very clearly, and Tosfos says, seems to be assuming, that it was the very first Bia. Rabbeinu Avram in Ahar asks that it doesn't seem that way from the Chumash, because if it says by Leah, pasuk in Parashat Tzitz, pasuk of Gimel, and then it describes Yaakov saying to Lavan, "Wait a second, you gave me Leah, I was supposed to get Rachel." And Vayara Hashem kisnua Leah, and then it says that God saw that Leah was not appreciated. Vayiftach es Rachma, and God opened up her womb. Vrachel akara, v'tar Leah, v'tel ben, v'tikra shma Ruven, and then Leah had a baby. Sounds like it was only after after Yaakov married Rachel that Leah was able to become pregnant and was able to be Mekabel Zera from Yaakov. And but before that, it wasn't going to happen. So he says. So it says Rav Ramin Ahar, Kolchiv Reishas Oni is Shalora Kari Miyamav until he was Boa Leah. But it doesn't mean that Reuven was created from the Tipa Rishona. It could be Reuven was the first son born from any of his Zera, but it wasn't the Tipa Rishona he had ever seen in his life. But so, and that's enough for him to be called Kolchiv Reishas Oni, just to, in order to fit the Pesukim. Ella Amar Abaye. But anyway, so back in our Gemara, we're trying to figure out, so how would they make this guy aroused in order to be able to test him to see if there's to see if the hole that's been closed up is closed up properly? So you're not going to have to take the barley bread and do it manually. Ella Amar Abaye, Ma'avrinu Kamei Big Date Sivonin. We pass Big Date Sivonin in front of him, women's clothing. Amar Rava Atukuli Amar Brazilai Galadiu. You think everyone is so easily aroused that just some clothing from women and that's going to without actual women in them, just the clothing, and that's going to be enough. So we go with the original plan. We go with the hot barley bread. That if there's a hole, then it's possible because it's going to flow out. But once the hole is closed up, then he's able to be molded, so he's kosher. This is a kind of psul that can go back to being kosher. When we say this is the kind of psul that can go back to being kosher, what's that coming to exclude? What's the kind of psul that can't ever go back? Let's say there's a treif. A problem in a lung where there's a hole in the lung and then there's some scabbing that occurs in the lung but not because of that hole and it just scabs over the area where the hole is. That's not considered to be healing. So what do we do in order to plug the hole? This person, Nebuch, has a hole in his Aver. What do we do in order to plug it? So we're describing the surgical procedure that we would do. We would take a piece of barley and cut out the area around it. Then take some fat and rub it on in the area. And they would take a large bug, and they would stick it in that hole, and cut off the head of the bug and leave the head of the bug there, and then slowly it would heal and the hole would be closed up. But we dafka have to use barley to cut out the area, but an actual instrument, a metal instrument to cut out that area would just wound him further. And this only works on a child, but by a gadol, even after you close up that wound, it's still going to peel right off, and it's not going to be a permanent solution, so it's therefore no solution at all. Amar Rabbi Baruch Huna, Matil Mayim, Mishtei Mekomos Pasul. If a person is Matil Mayim, a person urinates from both places, remember we mentioned before that the Shechva Zera and the Meraglaim is assumed to have come out of two different areas. So if a person is Matil Mayim from both areas, he's Pasul. Amar Rava, Lesilchsa Lo Kibra, Velo Ka'aba. Rava says, we don't paskin like Rabbi Baruch Huna, nor do we paskin like Rav Huna himself. Bra hada amrin. We don't pass like Rabbi Baruch Huna. That's the statement that we just said, that if a person is matal mayim from Shtei Mekomos, that Rabbi Baruch Huna said he's pasul. Abba, where's the halacha that we don't paskin like Rav Huna himself? So that's the following case. Dam Rav Huna, nashima mesolo zubzu psulos lekuna. If women are mesolo zubzu, there are women that are engaged in homosexual activity, so that's pasul lekuna. Such a woman is pasul lekuna. So that's what we don't paskin like. Even if you assume a single guy and a single girl, a single guy that's boel, a single girl, girl, not for the sake of Ishus, would make her a zona and would make her pasul lakuna. Hanimili ish avul isha pritzusa bialma. That's only if it's a man and a woman. But if it's two women, then it's only pritzusa bialma. So the question is in Rishonim. So is that what does it mean? It's pritzusa bialma. It's certainly not saying it's a good thing, right? Pritzusa bialma is obviously bad. But how bad is it? Is it nisudar rice? Is it nisudar banan? Is it just a bad thing to do? So the Rambam writes in Yisur Biya Perichav Aleph Nashim Amasol Zubazu Aser. That the Rambam says that it is Aser. It's based on not doing like Eretz Mitzrayim. That's what they would do. They were Shtufei Zima in Eretz Mitzrayim. What does it mean Shtufei Zima? Not just men and women, but men with men and women with women. And that's included in that Isser, but you don't get Malkus. So there's a Machlokas Achronim in explaining the Rambam. The Levush, Nevna Ezer, Simon Hay, says that the Rambam holds that there's no Malkus because it's a Lav Shabachlalos. So you see that it's Asr Min HaTorah. If the only reason there's no Malkus is because it's a Lav Shabachlalos, it must be that it is Asr Min HaTorah because it implies that it had not been a Lav Shabachlalos, it would be Mutter Min HaTorah. The Cheker Halacha says that according to the Rambam, it's only Asr Min HaRabbanan. And the Raya is that he didn't count as Lav in the Minyan of Mitzvos, even though he counts Lav in that we don't get Malkus on in the Minyan of Mitzvos. So when he says Ein Lokin Lav because there's no Lav Miyuchad for it, what he really means is that the Lav was not designated specifically for Nashim Solos, but on the rest of the Maisei Mitzrayim. Nashim Solos is not really included in the Lav. So that's a Machlokas Achronim, whether it's an Isser Daraisa or an Isser Midrabanan. New Mishnah now, in the middle of Ayin Vav Amar Alf. Patsua Dako Kros Shivcha Mutarn B'Giyores Meshucharis. So Dako and Kros Shivcha are allowed to marry Giyores and a Meshucharis. Vein Nasurun El Milav Bakal. They're only not allowed to marry. They're only also to be love of Bakal, someone who's actually considered Kal. Gioros Meshuchar is not considered Kal. Shinemar Leyavu Pesudako Kroshivcha Bekal Hashem. That's what the pasuk says. Pesudako Kroshivcha is not allowed to come Bekal Hashem, but that's not considered Kal Hashem. Bominim Rav Sheshes Pesudako Kohen Mao Begioros Meshucharis. What if you have a Pesudako who's a Kohen? Is he allowed to marry a Gioros Meshucharis? Meaning, the Gemara explains Bikdushas Ekayva. Do we say that even though he's a Ptzua Daka, so he's also love a Bakal, but he's still a Kohen, so he still has Kedushas Kahuna, and as a Kohen, he's not allowed to marry a Gioris or a Meshucharis? Or Dilma, love a Kedushasai Kai, Vishari. Or maybe, no, when he's a Ptzua Daka, Kroshivcha, he loses the elevated status of Kahuna, and then he's allowed to marry the Gioris and the Meshucharis. Amale Rav Sheshes Tinisua. So Rav Sheshes says we learned about it as follows, but we're not exactly about a case of Ptzua Daka Kohen, but we learned a similar case that should shed light on the Shaila of a Ptzua Daka Kohen. Ptzua Daka Yisrael Mutar B'Nesina. A Ptzua Daka Yisrael is allowed to marry a Nesina. Now, normally, a regular Yisrael is not allowed to marry a Nesina because he has an elevated status of Kedusha, because he's a Yisrael. So, and yet, when he becomes a Ptzua Daka, he's allowed to marry a Nesina. So you see, whatever Kedusha a person has becomes irrelevant when they're a Ptzua Daka. So the same would apply to a Kohen. V'isal G'daitach V'Kedusha Sa'ikai. If you're going to say that he retains his original level of Kedusha, Ikri Kam Nos Hischatin Bam, then it should be a violation. Why, you think that has to do, the Yisr with the Nesina has to do with whether there's Kedusha or not? No, Dilma Molid Ben, Vazil Palach, Lavodus Kochavim. The concern is, the reason Yisrael is not allowed to marry a Nesina is that we're afraid they're going to have a child and the child is going to be raised. Lavodus Zara, Vanimili, Biyosin of the Chavim. The Yisr Midar Raisa of marrying a Nesina is really only before she's converted. Ki Magari Bi Yisrael Sharu. When she converts, it becomes mutter on a daraisa level, and it's only in Issa Midr Rabbanan to marry a Nesina. And when did the Rabbanan make the Yisr to marry a Nesina that was Megayer? That's only if they're able to have children, but if the guy's not able to have children anyway, so there's no concern that the children are going to be raised La Vodazara, and therefore it's mutter. But you see, it has nothing to do with the Kedusha. Within the Kedusha, it's mutter anyway as soon as she's Megayer. Wait, so then you want to say that by a mamzer it should be also to marry a Nesina because a mamzer is able to have children? But the Mishnah says a mamzer and a Nesina are allowed to marry each other. No, we have to say that say is that when did the Rabbanim make this gezeira against marrying an asina? That's only by kosher people. By psulim, like by a mamzer, they never made such a gezeira. Hadar Amar Rava, then Rava backtracked and said, "Love milsi v'yosin of the chavim leslu chasnus v'nizgairu islu chasnus." If it says you're not allowed to marry an asina in the Torah, it can't be talking about before she's megayer, because if she has not yet been megayer, then there is no such thing as marrying her. There is no chasnus. You could say you're marrying a guy, but it doesn't have a din of a marriage. So it's only going to be a marriage if she was megayer. So don't tell me that the issur d'oraisa is only if she's still a goya, but once she converts, then it's only asur midrabanan. No, the issur d'oraisa has to be after she converts. Masav Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef says, really, is that true? That by a goya we could never use the term of chasnus, but it says in Navi, "Vayischatin Shlomo's Bas Paro Melch Mitzrayim." Shlomo Melch married Bas Paro Melch Mitzrayim. She wasn't Jewish, says Mar. Yes, she was. Gire Gaira. He clearly converted her before he married her. V'lo kibul gerim lo bimei David lo bimei Shlomo. But I thought during the days of David Melch and days of Shlomo Melch they weren't mekabel any gerim. So how could he have converted her? Says Mar. Midu v'taymel l'shulchan malachim. Ha lo tzrichalei. The reason we don't accept converts during the days of David and days of Shlomo is we're nervous that the reason people are converting is because they want to be ochel mishulchan malachim. They want to join the winning team when the Klal Yisrael is going well and we have and there's a lot of wealth in the Jewish people. So people are going to join. Are going to try to convert shelo l'shem shemayim. But this is a bas melech. She's a princess of Mitzrayim. There was no such concern that she just wanted to live like royalty and that's why she converted. That's clearly not why she converted. So he was able to convert her. But wait a second, shouldn't it be a problem anyway because she's a mitzvah rishon, she's a first generation mitzri, and the halacha by mitzri, the Torah says, is only dar shlishi is allowed to be yavah b'kal Hashem. So how is Shlomo HaMelech allowed to marry her anyway? And yet it describes chasnus. And if you want to say, nah, when the Torah describes the Yisra of Mitzri, that's talking about the from the age of when the Jewish people were in Mitzrayim. But since then, it's a whole new Mitzri people. It's a whole new generation, a whole new people. Those people came out to chase us out of Mitzrayim, and they all drowned in the Yamsuf, and these are new people. So these people who live in Egypt now don't have a din of a Mitzri. So it says, but we have a price that tells us otherwise. That Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Menimin Ger Mitzri Haya. That Menimin was a Ger Mitzri who was from the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva. Amar, and he used to say, Ani Mitzri Rishon, Venasasi Mitzris Rishona. I'm a first generation Mitzri, and I married a woman who's a first generation Mitzri. Asi Lubni Mitzris Shnia. My son, I'm going to make sure, marries a second generation Mitzri, Kadeshi Ben Bini, Roy Lava Bakal, so that my grandson can marry whoever he wants. Because if my son marries a first generation Mitzri, then his child's still going to have the status of a second generation Mitzri. The only way to get out of it is I have to have my son, who's a second generation Mitzri, marry another second generation Mitzri. But bottom line is, you see that he was still worried about the fact that he was a Mitzri. We still had the din of a Mitzri. We don't say that they're all gone and there's no one that has the din of a Mitzri anymore. Says Tosfos, but wait a second. Vim Tomar, v'lama lo yamuta lava b'kal v'lo ein Mitzri b'mukomen shekvar olas ancheru v'bul b'kol ha'olam mitam zehit Rebbe Shua Yehuda Ger Amoni v'mesach zedayim. That don't we assume that Sancheriv came and moved everybody around and none of the original people are in their original locations? So if you think that that the Frenchman is French, he's not really, he's really from a different nation, it's not the people that originally populated that area. Shouldn't we say the same thing about the Mitzrayim? That even if it didn't happen right then, when we left Mitzrayim, that we're not going to say that because most of them all drowned in the Yamsuf, that it's considered a new nation. But it happened eventually. Sancheriv came and was Mevalbel the Umos. That's the famous passage in the Rambam that the Rambam says Kvar Avad Zichram, that we've lost every Sancheriv was Mevalbel everybody, so we don't have any more Isurim of the Zayin Amim. But he doesn't say the same thing about Amalek. right? By Amalek, you see, the Rambam does not say that Kvaravat Zichram, that we don't know where they are. So that's the diuk Reb Chaim made in the Rambam, that Amalek is not just a genetic, genealogy that we look at to figure out whether they come from the original Amalekis. Amalek is a hashkafa. It's a hashkafa zachayim. Any nation that's dead set on destroying the Jewish people and doesn't believe in God is Amalek. People use that a little too broadly. Something it has to be that doesn't believe in God. If they're very godly people, they're just evil and they want to destroy us. So probably Reb Chaim would say they do not have a din of Amalek. It has to be that they believe everything is mikra. So there are certain qualifications that it takes to have a status of Amalek. But anyway, Tosfos says at least about the Mitzrim, we should say that Sancheiriv was mevalbel. So Tosfos points out b'sota pirush b'kuntros tani b'tsefta shomel Rabbi Kiva menimin ti'isa shekvar ala Sancheiriv bilbo kol olam. We're quoting menimin, but that Rabbi Akiva, according to one version in Tosefta, Rabbi Akiva told him, you're making a mistake. You know, just because you're from Egypt, it doesn't mean you're the Mitzri that the Torah is talking about. Sancheiriv mixed everyone around. Ubahag tiris in Mitzrayim shavul mekoman. But the Baruch says, no, they are the original Mitzrim, because even though Sancheiriv was mevalbel everybody, the Mitzrim ended up coming back. So they are the original Mitzrim. Amra Papa Anan Mishlomo Lake of Venesiv, Shlomo Lo Nasiv Midi, Dixiv Beminagayim, Asharma Shamel Beneshal, Lotovobem, Behim Levo Behem, Achen Yatus Lavavavcham Achre Elohim, Behem Dovak Shlomo La Ahva. That Shlomo didn't really marry anybody. Shlomo didn't marry Basparu. He took these women. They were Pilagshin. They were not wives anyway. Elokash Veyeschatin. Why then does it say Veyeschatin? Meaning we're trying to say, you can't prove anything from Shlomo Melech whether the word Chasnus can be used when you talk about an intermarriage or you talk about a marriage that's aser. You can't prove from Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech didn't really marry these people. But it says Vayischatein mitoch avi yisera sha'ahava malal avakasav ki'ilu nischatein ba. Because he showed her such love, he loved the Bas Paro so much, that's why the pasuk calls it chasnus, even though it wasn't really chasnus. The pasuk is trying to express to us what Shlomo HaMelech did so wrong, and that is by being so dedicated to this Bas Paro. Amalei Ravina Ravashi va'anantanan p'tsua dako kroshuvcha mutarim begiyores. But we learned that Ptsu Adak and Kroshivcha is Mutu Begiros Mishukhares. In our Mishnah, that was the first line of our Mishnah. Doesn't that imply that he's Aser Binasina? So we quoted a Brisa that a Yisrael is a Ptsu Adak and Kroshivcha is allowed to marry a Nasina. And we said, and you see from there that a Kohen who's a Ptsu Adak and Kroshivcha is allowed to marry Geros Mishukhares. Because we see that the Kedusha goes away. But this Brisa that we're quoting, the Yisrael is allowed to marry in the Sina, Yisrael is a Ptsodak and Krishivcha is allowed to marry in the Sina, it's against our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a Ptsodak Krishivcha Yisrael is allowed to marry Gyorus Mishukharis, never mentioned in the Sina. Why didn't it mention in the Sina? Must be because it's still Aser. So you can't quote the Bryce to bring a Raya when the Bryce is clearly against our Mishnah. Armleil Tameich, Ema Seif, is it really against the Mishnah? Look at the next line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Vein Nasurun Allah Milava Bakal. Their only Iser is Lava Bakal. Habinasina Sharu, that sounds like they're allowed to marry anyone who's not considered Kal, whether it be Gyores, whether it be Meshukhares, or whether it be a Nasina. So the second half of our Mishnah sounds like the Brisa, even though the first half sounds against the Brisa. So obviously, you can't derive anything from our Mishnah, and therefore the only authoritative source we have on whether Yisrael Kroshivcha Ptsodak is allowed to marry a Nesina is the Brisa that we quoted, and therefore it is a Raya that a Kohen who's a Ptsodak Kroshivcha is allowed to marry a Giyares and a Meshukhares. Good, now the Mishnah moves on to discuss Amoni, Moavi, Mitzri, and Edomi. Amoni and Moavi Asur and Visur and Yisraelim. And Amoni and Moavi are Asur to marry into the Jewish people, and it's the Yisra is forever. Avol Nikvoseim, Nikvoseim. But females from those nations are mutter right away. You don't even have to wait X number of generations. A Mitzri and Adomi are usher for three generations, both males and females. Rabbi Shimon Matir and the Kevos Miad, Rabbi Shimon is Matir the females right away. Rabbi Shimon says the female Mitzrim and Adomim should for sure be mutter because it's a kalvachomer. If by an Ammoni and Moavi, Avi, where the males are going to be also forever. Hitters and the cables miyah, the females are allowed right away. Makam shalasaros is karmel at shlosh doros by a mitzri and an adomi, where the yisr is only for the males is only for three generations. And odin shnatiros and the cables miyah, we should for sure say that the females are mutter right away. Amrlo imalach and the kabel and ladin yesh tshuva. He says if you have some sort of mesora that this is the case, then I'll be makabel that that's your mesora. But if it's really based on this kal v'chomer, I have a response to that kal v'chomer. I don't think it's a valid kal v'chomer. Amalem lo ki alacha niomer. He says it's not really a kal v'chomer. Even it's a halacha that I'm saying it's a kabbalah that I have, a mesorah that I have. So whatever you say is not going to make me change my mind. Meaning you will make me believe that I couldn't have figured it out on my own, but it's not going to make me change my mind. La halacha, I have a mesorah that this is the case. Minani mili. How do we know that there's such a din? That there's such a din that a female is allowed amonis moavis is allowed right away. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Damakra. Ukros Shaul is David. Yotze likros haplishti. When Shaul saw little David going to fight Goliath, Amar al Avner Sarat Sava Ben Mize Hanar Avner. Shaul turns to Avner and he says, "Who is this guy that's going to fight Goliath?" And Avner says, "I have no idea who this kid is." Really, Shaul had no idea. Shaul had to ask who David was. Pasuk already says David already had a job in the palace by that point. David was working for Shaul, and it says that Shaul loved him because he had him be his nosei kelim. No, he wasn't asking about David. He was asking about David's family. When you hire someone to be your nosei kelim, to be someone who works in the palace, you don't care so much about who his father is. But now he sees that this person is going to be a military hero, and the military heroes traditionally were given, especially he just promised his daughter to this military hero. So he saw that now it's a shidduch. Now he's got to ask about that. So va'aviv lo yadalei. What, did he not know who David's father was? Vaksiv ve'ishvi meish. Yishai was the most prominent person in his generation. He would go out with 600,000 people would follow him. So it's impossible that Shaul wouldn't have known who Yishai was. What Shaul is saying is, go up a few generations. I want to know which of Yehuda's children this one is from. Imi Peretzasi Malkavi. If he comes from Peretz, he's going to be a Melech. Shamelch Peretzasos Derech. Because a melech has the right to be poritz lasos derech, to break things down in order to pave out a path for himself, and no one could stop him. So that's the lashon of the shem peretz relates to a melech. But imi zerachasi chashiva bialmahavi, then it'll just be stam a chashiva guy, but he's not going to be a melech. So you needed to know how much of a threat he was. My time, Amar le Shaul alei. So why did Shaul say this? Tchsiva ilba Shaul is David. Meaning, why was Shaul all of a sudden asking and concerned that this guy was going to be a king, that David was going to be a king? Tchsiva, because the pasuk says, "Vayalbesh Shaul as David madav." Shaul put on David his own clothing. And kimidaso, and it fit David. And yet it says about Shaul that he was from his shoulders and up, he was heads and shoulders above the rest of the nation. He was taller than everybody else. He was extremely impressive looking and very tall. And David was very much not impressive looking and tall. Well, that's why when Shmuel had to go find which of Yishai's sons was going to be the melech, David was the last one he would have imagined would be the melech. David was not such an impressive looking figure, not such an imposing figure, and yet he puts on the clothing and all of a sudden it fits. So Shaul sees something's going on if the big day Malchus fits him. Amalei Doge Adomi, so Doge Adomi, who's the Baal Lashon Hara, he's the one that's known as the Baal Lashon Hara by Chazal. So Doge Adomi says, Achat Amashel Lov, Im Hagunul Malchus Im Lov, before you start asking whether he's Roy to be a Melech, Shalal Lov Im Roy Lov Bekalim Lov. You should first ask if he's even Roy to marry into the Jewish people. My time, Dekasi Mirusa Moavia. He comes from Rusa Moavia, so he's from the nation of Moav. Amalei Avner Tanina, Amoni Vlamonis, Moavi Vlamoavis. Avner says, no, that's not a problem. Pasuk says, Moavi is Asher Lov, but Moavis is totally mutter. El me'atar mamzer v'lo mamzeres. Yeah, but it also says mamzer. You want to tell me that a mamzeres is okay? Mamzer k'siv mumzar. Mamzer just means mumzar, that's someone who's an outsider who comes from a mum of zarus, who comes from some two people who really should not have been married to each other, should not have been sleeping together, who had that child. So, but you can't be medayik v'lo mamzeres. Mitzri v'lo mitzris. Should we say that only a mitzri is aser, but a female mitzri is mutter? Shaniach and mfraish chaim et krad. No, by Amoni Moavi, it says the reason why they're not allowed to marry Chal Yisrael, al asher lo kidmu eschem v'lechem mayim, because they didn't greet us with bread and water when we were leaving Mitzrayim. Darko shel ish lekadem, v'lo darko shel ish lekadem. So the logic suggests that only the men should be punished because it's the way of men to come out and to greet people, but women stay back. Well, ha'ilam lekadem anashim lekros anashim, v'nashim lekros nashim. But still, shouldn't the men have greeted the men and the women have greeted the women? It would not have been a breach of tznius. Ishtik, so he had no response. So as we stand right now in the conversation, it sounds like Doeg had the upper hand to suggest that that descendants of Rus and Moavia should not be allowed to marry Bekal Hashem at all. But don't worry, we'll save David Bez Hashem tomorrow.